I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Morning, everyone. We are the Junkies. Welcome to the show. Starting the show a little differently this morning in honor of our good friend John Feinstein, who sadly passed away yesterday, which caught everybody by surprise. Should mention, Jason Bishop is back in studio.
What's up?
Back from his vacation.
Welcome.
Cakes is here. EB was here momentarily, but he has a flight right after the show and he forgot his phone. So he is turned around and he's going to go fetch his phone. So he should be back a little bit later in the show.
Yep.
We're going to try and do some regular show. We have Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM. They beat the Pistons last night.
Kind of shocking.
Alex Saar had a sick block on Cade Cunningham, so we can talk to him about the rookie's progress. Barry Zwalluga from the Washington Post will join us, and Michael Wilbon to give us their perspective on the passing of John Feinstein, which we'll touch on shortly here in this segment. We will do a tribute at 8 o'clock, which
is normal time.
For 13 years was John Feinstein's time on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know your perspective on Feinstein on the show. I didn't realize we had had him on the show for 13 years. But I remember thinking when he first started coming on, I bet this guy doesn't really like us because we were different than him, who worked really hard and was a true journalist and wrote these books. And we were just four goofball friends who got a popular show. But I think by the end he liked us and we had a great rapport with him. And it's just sad. I feel really sad for his daughter the most. I mean, I know he has kids, family, but the youngest daughter, Jane.
He was living with his son down in at Longwood.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It had been for, I think, like at least almost a year at this point, maybe a little bit longer. But yeah, that news just came out. You know, it was like a lightning bolt yesterday. We got that text yesterday afternoon. And I mean, I'll be honest, I'm still just dealing with trying to process Pete Medhurst passing. Like, we just went to his memorial service like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and now we get this terrible news that John passes at 69. I mean, didn't even make it to 70. Like, it's just depressing. It just sucks.
Yeah, I was very surprised when I saw the text.
Yeah.
As everyone was.
Right.
It's not something that you are used to seeing, and of course, after what happened with Pete, we knew Pete was sick. We knew it was going downhill pretty quickly. But, you know, that was just, what, a month ago? And now John, who we've had, I didn't realize it was 13 years either. But I remember when, before we had John on the show, wasn't there an interaction between, I think Eric and I were at a Maryland Hoops game.
Okay.
That's the very early years of the show. Like maybe when we were a weekend show.
Yeah, was that with Kornheiser and Feinstein?
Kornheiser and Feinstein.
Okay, with both. Okay.
And we were, you know, Eric and I were there as media members.
Right.
And we walked through the locker room after the game. And Kornheiser and Feinstein were talking together and we walked by them. Now, you know, we're just fans. We didn't think of ourselves as media members.
Right.
But
And at that point, you're probably 25 or 26 years old.
Yeah, we were very young, mid-20s. And I remember, I know I was wearing jeans, and I assume Bickle was too.
Yeah, that's being dressed up for you guys. It was. I mean, surprised that you weren't wearing sweatpants.
And I can't remember what the actual quote was, but, and I think it was Feinstein. When we walked by him, one of them said, "Who let these idiots in the locker room?" Now, I'm paraphrasing. Right. I don't know if he said idiots or knuckleheads or clowns or what word he used. But so then Eric and I despised Feinstein.
Yeah.
We didn't like him.
And I think Cakes and I adopted that based on that interaction. You know.
And we would talk smack about Feinstein on the air. And then when we finally got him on the show, yeah, you're right. I mean, he turned into be a good dude, and we liked him, and he liked us. And yeah, that was just Feinstein being a smartass. Right. That's the way he and Kornheiser are. But that's it was sad text that we received yesterday.
I'll tell you this about Feinstein. I first kind of got to know him, not so much from the books, because I'm not really an avid reader, even sports books. Although I did read A Good Walk Spoiled for some reason.
I mean, it is sad that I probably have a dozen of his books at my house, and I think I've only read one or two of them. Like, I feel like a jerk for having all of his books. I feel like I need to dig into them more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should be reading all of his works.
Well, his accomplishments are incredible, but the first thing that I remember him from is The Sports Reporters.
Right.
Yeah.
The Sports Reporters was kind of ahead of its time on ESPN, where it was a lot of Washington Post guys. It was Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon, who's going to join us at 9 o'clock, John Feinstein. I remember Bill Conlon, Mitch Albom, Bob Ryan, and they would rotate. And that's really what we modeled the Sports Junkies on our cable access show. He was a pioneer.
He was, I mean, he was freaking prolific. I mean, how many books he cranked out during his career? I mean, the guy was a grinder. Like,
he was.
He was net, like, at least through the time he was on this show, he was never not working on at least one project. Like, he might have been writing a regular sports book along with his kid's series of books that was wildly popular.
Yep.
Like, that dude was grinding.
He did.
24/7.
Yep.
We've got some audio from PTI, what Michael Wilbon said about his colleague for many, many years at the Washington Post. And I think that we could relate to what Wilbon said on PTI. Here's Mike Wilbon.
Right. A melancholy trails to John Feinstein, who died suddenly today at the age of 69. John was one of the most successful and consequential sports writers of the last 50 years, with bestsellers like A Season on the Brink and A Good Walk Spoiled. He was also a columnist at the Washington Post, where Tony and I were colleagues along with him for decades. He was a summer intern immediately before me. After his three children, the great love of John's life was Duke basketball. After that, ACC basketball. After that, college basketball and golf. It's sadly poetic that John died at the gateway to March Madness and the first day of the Players, since covering golf was his other great obsession. He was a complicated man, brimming with opinions, and anyone who knew John held an opinion about him.
You know, going to school here at Maryland, college basketball. So Michael Wilbon is covering Georgetown. Sally Jenkins is covering Maryland. I got John Feinstein constantly writing about college basketball, and I loved Season on the Brink. What an unbelievable book about Bobby Knight.
People should pick it up and read it. I've known John since I was 20. I was an intern the summer after he was an intern. And so my life was very much directed by my relationships with John Feinstein and Anthony Kornheiser.
Yeah.
And so you look at that all these years later, and it's hard to put into, and we just get this word about John suddenly passing away this morning. And the coaches, everybody's calling each other in the industry to tell stories about John. And again, they're complicated, because he could be the most charming guy in the room and the guy you wanted to throw out the room, but he was always a compelling figure. We are running out of show. Could talk about John forever. Let's go to the...
I think he nailed it there.
Yeah,
he did.
Because that happened on our show frequently.
Sure.
Yeah, we would get into it.
You'd love him, and then you'd hate him in the same moment.
He would spar with people, and that was part of what made him a great radio guest.
Yeah, I mean,
I
had friends who would tell me, I look forward to the Feinstein segment every single week.
Right.
Then I'd have friends say, when he comes on, I just turn it off.
Yeah, he's polarizing.
He's polarizing. He's stubborn, and you know, maybe he died of stubbornness. I don't know, but he was that type of person. But when you start, when you talk to someone for so long every week, and I would talk to him about a lot of things like during the week, either in, on the phone or an email. He wasn't a big texter. He was an emailer.
I'll be honest. I never contacted him via text or email. Like, my only interaction with him was either on this show or I met him in person a couple times, like a handful of times.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
always very nice and gracious when we met in person. But I didn't have like a, I'm going to text John Feinstein, like, relationship.
Well, I went to his house.
With him.
I went to his house in Potomac because either a friend or a relative wanted his book signed for
him.
So I asked him, I said, would you sign my, you know, my uncle's book?
Yeah.
And he said, of course, come by the house.
Sure.
Went by the house, hung out with him for a little bit.
Very nice.
I'm not sure he was, I don't know who was in, I don't know, he sold that house.
Right.
Because then he moved. But I'm not sure, I don't think his ex-wife was in that house.
Right.
But, so yeah, I went to his house at least once.
My personal interaction with him was he actually wrote a testimonial for Still Barking.
Ah, very good.
Which I remember when I was in the editing process and working with my guy, Dennis Tuttle, because I had done the draft and then it was editing and then it was figuring out the cover and all those sort of things. He made a point of, we had to figure out which of the testimonials, because I had about 15 to 20, we were going to put on the back cover. And ultimately, he was like, you got to put John's testimonial on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had about 20, all of them were really good.
Yeah, I mean,
but John was one of the four that I put on the back.
Yeah, he's got to make the cut. I mean, like Wilbon said, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, sports writer of the last 50 years. Like, you got, if that guy says something good about your book, you're putting that on your book.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So it just sucks. I mean, we got that news yesterday afternoon, and we were all rocked by it. Everybody at the station was rocked by it. and we'll go into further detail with more of a tribute at 8.
8 o'clock will be the tribute. We've got Barry Zwillinger from the Washington Post, as I mentioned earlier. Mike Wilbon will join us at 9. Plus, we will do some of the regular show. Will Dawkins will join us here as we talk a little Wizards as the season winds down. And the rookies are playing some good ball, and they got a nice win last night, so we can talk to Will Dawkins about that. As always, if you want to get in touch with us, you can call us at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, And we'll be right back.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.